Turin put out his hand and quickly withdrew it. "A man does not take back his gifts," he said. "But if it is my own, may I not give it as I will?" said Sado.
"Yes," said Turin, "to any man but me."
"But why should you wish to give it?"
"I have no hope of using it for worthy tasks," Sado said. "There will be no work for Labadal in days to come, but thrall work."
"What is a thrall?" said Turin.
"A man who was a man, but is treated as a beast," Sador answered. "Fed only to keep alive, kept alive only to toil, toiling only for fear of pain or death. And from these robbers he may get pain or death, just for their sport. I hear that they pick some of the fleet-footed and hunt them with hounds. They have learned quicker from the orcs, and we learnt from the fair folk." "Now I understand things better," said Turin.
"It is a shame that you should have to understand such things so soon," said Sador. Then, seeing the strange look on Turin's face, "What do you understand now?"
"Why, my mother is sending me away," said Turin, and tears filled his eyes.
"Ah," said Sador, and he muttered to himself, "but why so long delayed?" Then turning to Turin, he said, "That does not seem news for tears to me. But you should not speak your mother's counsels aloud to Labadal or to anyone. All walls and fences have ears these days. Ears that do not grow on fair heads."
"But I must speak with someone," said Turin. "I've always told things to you. I do not want to leave you, Labadal. I do not want to leave this house or my mother."
"But if you do not," said Sador, "soon there will be an end of the house of Hador forever, as you must understand now. Labadal does not want you to go, but Sador, servant of Hurin, will be happier when Hurin's son is out of the reach of the Easterlings."
"Well, well, it cannot be helped. We must say farewell. Now will you not take my knife as a parting gift?"
"No," said Turin. "I am going to the elves, to the king of Doriath, my mother says. There I may get other things like it. But I shall not be able to send you any gifts, Labadal. I shall be far away and all alone."
And Turin wept. But Sador said to him,
"Hey now, where is Hurin's son? For I heard him say not long ago, I shall go as a soldier with an elf king as soon as I am able."
Then Turin stayed his tears, and he said,
"Very well, if those were the words of the son of Hurin, he must keep them and go. But whenever I say that I will do this or that, it looks very different when the time comes. Now I am unwilling. I must take care not to say such things again."
"It would be best indeed," said Sador. "So most men teach, and few men learn. Let the unseen days be. Today is more than enough." Now Turin was made ready for the journey, and he bade farewell to his mother and departed in secret with his two companions. But when they bade Turin turn and look back upon the house of his father, then the anguish of parting smote him like a sword, and he cried,
"Morwen, Morwen, when shall I see you again?"
But Morwen, standing on her threshold, heard the echo of that cry in the wooded hills, and she clutched the post of the door so that her fingers were torn. This was the first of the sorrows of Turin.